Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. I'd like to ask you a question. Where are you stuck financially right now? Where is your financial blind spot? Remember, yesterday, I told you that mine was at 20,000. I was stuck at 20,000 for the longest time and couldn't seem to break past it. Now, here's typically what happens with what we call a financial set point. Everybody has a financial set point. That's where we actually get to a certain number in our mind that's in harmony with the belief system that we've been carrying around for generations. It's really interesting how people very rarely make much more than this financial set point. So mine was at 20,000. Now, the reason that it was at 20,000 was because I grew up in an area where virtually nobody made more than $20,000 a year. And that's what you were expected to make. And people for generations were expected to make, reach the $20,000 mark, and they had actually hit something. So here's what happens with most people. You put your number down, whatever that number is, just write it down on a sheet of paper. Like I said, mine was 20K. So what I would do is I would sit around and literally try to think of ways to get my income to increase. So it kind of goes flat for a while, and then you think to yourself, how can I get my income to increase? And I thought, well, if I work more hours. So all of a sudden, it would start to go up slightly, just a little bit, not a lot. It would actually start to go up. And then what would happen is that I would get tired and it would begin to come back down again. And this process would go on throughout the year. It would go up and get it up a little bit, get it up a little bit, and then all of a sudden it would start to come back down and it would keep going. All the way till you get to the end of the year and you end up at exactly the same point, which is 20K. Now, I've gone into sales offices around the world and can virtually tell any sales manager exactly what their salespeople are going to make every single year, and they know the same statistics because people rarely actually break this cycle. You see, they get it up, they get it up, they get it up, and then all of a sudden they get tired and it begins to come back down. And at the end of the year, they end up very much the same place that they actually started. So nothing's really changing because it seems like that the answer is more effort, more work, more doing the same thing that actually created the original 20K, or in the same way. If we're going to break through this, we have to do something vastly different than we've ever done before. Now, here's the key, and I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. It's not just about doing something different. You have to become something different, to do something different, to shatter this number at the end of the year. And you know what? It won't take you the end of the year. You can shatter the number here. You don't have to wait a whole year to break that number. But most people don't really believe that in their mind. So the idea is that we actually start to think along a different set of rules that would allow us to comprehend how we could actually break this number. The first rule is that if we continue to trade time for money, we have an inherent problem. And that problem is that we run out of time. We literally run out of time. There's only so many hours in a day. And there's only so much you're going to make per hour. So it becomes very difficult, even if you increase your skill set, to really break past your number very much. I mean, we'll see numbers go incrementally. Don't get me wrong. You see people with incremental differences all over the world, but they're really incremental. There's a reason that only 3% of the population of the world earns over seven figures, and 5% is only over 100,000. 5% of 7 billion people earn over 100,000 a year. That means that billions earn under that amount. That's what we would call common knowledge. I want you to write that word down. Common knowledge. Common knowledge. Now I want you to think, what is your common knowledge, right? Common means it's common amongst everybody. And one of the problems that is common amongst everybody is that we have to trade time for money. Now, because we run out of time, we have to start thinking to ourselves, how can I do this and basically remove time from the equation? Now, in a lot of my teachings, I go way deep into this area about removing time from the equation, but I don't want you to get hung up on it. I just want you to realize that it's not an important factor in increasing your income unless you make it an important factor. And I made it an important factor for 2 years. That's why I couldn't break through it. That time was a big part of the problem. I remember I said I didn't have enough time and I didn't have enough money. So what I was doing was I was equating both of those ideas in the same space. They're both holding the exact same space. You have time and money in the same space. And the big problem is that time and money are not good bed partners. They really aren't, because they limit each other in an enormous way. You need to remove time from the equation. You need to just take a look at the money side of it. Now ask yourself, what number do you really want to make? If you could just write yourself a check right now, what would be the number? It doesn't matter what it is, but you need to write it down. Pick a number, and the key to it, really, I believe, is that you should pick a number that's real. Don't pick, I want billions and billions and billions of dollars and ships and race cars and all that. Pick something that would really be tangible for you, that would really make a difference in your life. Remember, I started off wanting to go from 20 to 40, and I actually went from 20 to 62. So this is really magical when you actually start to make it work, when you really start to play by the rules. Pick a number that's actually real to you. So now we're gonna remove time, and we're gonna begin to work on common knowledge, okay? So what is some of the common knowledge that you actually hear when it comes to money? Do you hear that money doesn't grow on trees? Do you hear that there's not enough money to go around? Do you hear that if you have more, somebody else is gonna have less? There is a ton of common knowledge out there when it comes to the idea of money. We have to begin to take that common knowledge, write it down, so that we can see it. We can begin to understand what our belief system actually is around money, so that we can shatter the rules that go with it, and we can actually break through the blind spot and go on to a higher plane of living. Many years ago, Maxwell Maltz wrote a great book called Psycho-Cybernetics. And basically what Maltz was trying to get across to everybody was that the idea of how the subconscious mind actually works is very much like a thermostat or the autopilot of an airplane. He said that everybody deep inside themselves has a cybernetic mechanism. Basically, a cybernetic mechanism is anything that measures the deviation between a set point and a goal. So let me give you an idea what that is before we get into how the human mind uses this. Everybody has a thermostat in their house. A thermostat is a cybernetic mechanism. Now, how does it work? Basically, if you set your thermostat to 72 degrees and the temperature either goes up by 1 degree or down by 1 degree, a cybernetic mechanism measures the deviation between the set point of 72 degrees, and then it tells the thermostat exactly what to do to bring it right back to that set point. So if the temperature goes up, the air conditioner kicks on. A switch kicks on, activates the air conditioning compressor outside your house. It actually cools the air, pumps it into the room to drop the temperature right back to 72. If we go below 72, again, it flips another switch. It turns the heater on inside the furnace. The furnace heats the air. The blowers kick on. It blows the air into the room to bring it right back up to 72. The autopilot of an airplane works the exact same way. If you're flying from Los Angeles to New York, as soon as the pilot gets in the plane, he programs the coordinates of the destination that he wants to achieve. The airplane gets up in the air, and then there's a constant measuring of any deviation in the flight. When its deviation is actually sensed, it controls the thrust and the flaps of the plane to bring it right back on course. Literally, from Los Angeles to New York, there's thousands of deviation. You have wind and shear and all kinds of stuff going on. So the autopilot's constantly measuring that and making adjustments so that it lands right on a dime in New York City. When we want to change our financial outcome here in our results, we have to realize that we have a cybernetic mechanism that wants to bring us right back on course every time to $20,000 a year or whatever your number actually is. That cybernetic mechanism measures the deviation between the set point and the goal of whatever it is that you want. I wanted to go to 40. Now I ended up at 62. Now that's a big difference when you've never made more than $20,000 in a year. I tripled my income at a time in my life when my friends' parents weren't making that kind of money. And they had worked at a job for 20 or 30 years. They weren't making $62,000 a year. It was astonishing what actually happened to me. Now, for some of you, you may be thinking, well, to go from 20 to 62, that's not so much of a big deal. It is when you take into consideration the circumstances in which I was playing with, the mindset where I was at, and the education that I actually had behind me. It was a huge deal to me. I realized if I could understand what I actually did, I could change anything. Because I knew that it didn't happen by chance or luck. I knew that I did something, but I was oblivious to understanding what the heck it actually was. And that's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand what it is, because as I show people how to understand this, they can then duplicate it in their lives, and they can duplicate the exact same thing that I've done and go even further if they want, right? So understanding that we've got a cybernetic mechanism right here in our subconscious mind is vastly important to actually breaking through the blind spot, because the cybernetic mechanism is designed to keep you exactly where you are without you consciously being aware of it. What's even worse is it needs your conscious agreement to keep you where you are. It's not like the cybernetic mechanism kicks out and you go, holy cow, something just happened. Now I'm going back on course, right? That's not exactly what happens. What happens is you don't even realize that you're not on course for your set goal. It tricks you into thinking that you are, and actually it's taking you in the opposite direction. This is why people get exhausted, because they keep trying and trying and trying, and they make virtually no progress. If they do, it's small, and then they usually end up taking two steps backwards. So let's take a closer look at what's actually going on here. The $20,000, remember, the $20,000 is equated to whatever your number is, not mine, is essentially the belief system that you have about what it is that you can earn. It is your FSP, your financial set point, okay? Now, controlled by a cybernetic mechanism, the belief system that you got from someplace in your lineage created the FSP, the financial set point. That's what created it. You didn't create it. It was actually given to you by somebody else and reinforced by your environment and reinforced by the people in your environment. You want to break it. You want to move out of the 20,000 and you want to go and create a bigger income for yourself. But the belief system is the information that's actually causing the cybernetic mechanism, telling it what to do. It's causing it and telling it what to do. Once it measures the deviation of you being off course, the cybernetic mechanism does two things. It sends a message to your conscious mind, and it tells you what to think. And then it sends a message to the emotional mind, and it tells you how to feel. Now, this is so important to understand this, because your thinking and your feeling cause you to act in very specific ways. You see, it was your thinking and your feeling that said, I'm tired of this. I want to break out of this. I want to change it. So you did something different. You took a completely different action in your body. And that action right off the bat could be just listening to watching these videos. That's an action in that direction to actually break it. But see, watching these videos isn't enough. You actually have to do something different, which we're going to show you how to do. You've got to do something different in order to get a different result. But you see, if you watch the videos and you do nothing, what's actually happened is the cybernetic mechanism kicked in and it told you what to think and what to feel so that you would stop taking forward progression and that you would end up back at $20,000 at the end of the year. So what is it that it's telling you to think and feel? Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Whatever it is that's common knowledge about money and work and how you earn money in your life is what it's actually going to tell you. That's what's going to be fed into your thinking mind. So for me, what happened was, remember, it was all about lack. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the money. So then I got tired because I kept trying to do the same thing over and over again. Now, when I got tired, I began to move from my thinking mind to my emotional mind because I became emotionally tired and then I became physically tired and then I stopped forward progression on the goal. When I stopped forward progression on the goal, remember, what I began to actually see was all the reasons down here in my results why I couldn't do it. And it became real. It became totally real. Now, let me give you an example of what this is like. How many of you have actually set a New Year's resolution? You set it on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then a week later, you don't even hardly remember what the New Year's resolution was. Everybody has done that. Everybody says, this is the year I'm going to make the change, and then nothing changes. Why is it that nothing changes? Is it that we don't want the change? No, it's not that we don't want the change. We do want the change. We would love things to be different. We would love things to actually be easier. But we're not getting the change because the cybernetic mechanism kicks in. It tells us what to think. It tells us how to feel. It then controls what it is that we see on the outside. So our focus changes off of the end result to why we can't do it. That information gets fed back to the thinking mind. It causes us to feel depressed. It causes us to feel dejected. It causes us to feel frustrated. That turns into procrastination, which is an action, and then we eventually just stop. And all progressive movement forward stops. Then we go into justifying because we don't understand the process that actually just took place. We actually, in that moment, don't have the ability to own it. In other words, we cannot take responsibility because we don't understand the process. In the moment, we believe we became the victim of some kind of circumstance that is external to us. And it's the only reason for that is because we don't understand what's happening within us. As we begin to understand what's happening within us, we can change anything that we want on the outside. So, think about it like this. The circumstance is nothing more than information being fed to your conscious mind for your evaluation. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything with it. I'll give you an example. Years ago, when we had phones that actually hung up on the wall in the house, I was listening to somebody talk and they said, you know, we live our whole life in a reactionary way. We don't even need to answer the phone. And I thought to myself, that's weird. We don't need to answer the phone. Yet, every time the phone rings, it doesn't matter what anybody's doing, somebody jumps up to answer the phone. And they said, practice not answering the phone, consciously choosing not to answer that phone for 30 days. So I went home and I told my whole family about this. I said, let's try it. For the first week, everybody was so on edge every time the phone rang because we refused to answer it. Of course, then we would figure out who called and call them back later, but it was an exercise in self-control and not reacting to an external event. You see, the phone ringing is just the phone ringing. It doesn't mean that you have to answer it. You can choose to not answer it, you see? And then your position stays, it remains the same. You actually become grounded in your position and the control around the event. Well, when you see a circumstance outside of yourself that tells you you can't do it, you don't have to react to it either. You don't have to think that you have to do it. You don't have to feel that you have to do it. And you can certainly choose not to act on it at all. I want you to ask yourself right now, what are you thinking and how are you feeling? Because I'm giving you information that can literally change your life in a very short period of time, and there's a good chance that your body and your mind are probably reacting to that information. So what could you be experiencing? Well, you might be experiencing a headache. You might actually be experiencing nervousness. You might be feeling a bit overwhelmed with the information. You might have confused thoughts. I want you to know that that is perfectly normal and natural. And if you're not experiencing anything, that's quite all right too. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get a breakthrough, because you absolutely will. Just recognize that if you are having any symptoms like that, that literally you are experiencing your cybernetic mechanism trying to change how you feel and change how you think so that you reject an idea that would actually give you a breakthrough. Now let's get a little bit closer to the breakthrough that you're actually seeking. This is a demonstration in how you can actually become aware of the opportunity that will allow you to break through to the financial result that you want. This is the exact process that took place inside of myself that I actually applied on the outside and had no idea what I was doing that allowed me to go from $20,000 to $62,000 in 1 month. And then to take that over $1 million into many millions in a single year. And you're going to learn it right now. This is the law of polarity. The law of polarity states that everything in the universe has an opposite, and it's equal and opposite. So let's look at money for just a moment. Money is just a thing. It has no feelings. It has no conscience. Basically, it's a tool that's used to make our life easier. Money follows the law of abundance. And the law of abundance is basically that everything in the universe is for more life, even when we see the appearance of death, because death is nothing more than a transition, okay? Everything in the universe is for more life, even in the appearance of death. So if you're experiencing a lack of money here, the opposite side of that is an abundance of money here. So we would call this lack, and we would call this wealth. The truth is, it's just all abundance. But because we have the power to choose, we literally can look at which side we're actually going to focus on. Now, remember what I said when I was in the trailer? Everything in my life was about focusing on this L, lack. No time, no money, no resources, no hope. A lot of bills. Isn't that interesting? When you have a lot of lack, you sure do have an abundance of debt. Now, we can change this by overriding our cybernetic mechanism. In other words, when we start to experience our mind and our body focusing in on not feeling well, on what we don't have, on procrastinating, we could actually change that by telling our mind what it is that we need to focus on. And our mind literally will begin to stop focusing on lack and actually start focusing on wealth. Now, I will tell you, and in the next video, I'm going to show you what happens. The more you do this, the more pressure actually kicks in from your cybernetic mechanism to stop you. And I want you to think about it like this. If you were in an airplane, and that airplane started going down fast, I mean, this thing's really heading down fast. You're 36,000 feet. Now you're in a nosedive. Autopilot's going crazy trying to correct the problem, right? When you go from lack to start moving towards wealth fast, autopilot kicks in. Your cybernetic mechanism is going to do everything that it can to change the problem. And you need to stay focused on the direction that you're going, because it will allow you to experience something completely different over here. Now, here's the key. We have to understand, because you might be thinking to yourself, well, how do I do it? What is it that I actually do to go from lack to wealth? Before you can do anything, you have to become aware that the opportunity actually exists around you to do it, because you can't do it without an opportunity. You have to have an opportunity. You need a vehicle. You see, we're not just these wonderful spiritual beings just floating around in the ether. We're a spiritual being in a physical body, meaning that we have to operate within the physical. So we need a physical vehicle to take us from lack to wealth. If you desire it currently right now in your life, the vehicle must be there. Now, there is an absolutely phenomenal quote that I just love, and I've been quoting for years and years and years. It comes from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. It was called The Sly Disguises of Opportunity. It said, when opportunity comes, it often comes disguised as misfortune or temporary defeat or being unfortunate. Meaning that with our eyes, the opportunity that'll take us to wealth, we see as something that's actually lack. Now remember, we're dealing with the law of polarity, so both must exist. Here's the key number one. When you see lack, you have to ask yourself a different question. Where is the opportunity? Write that down. Where is the opportunity? Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Price Pritchett said, absence of evidence is not evidence of its absence. It absolutely must be there, and you have to use the law of polarity to break it. Now, you might have to look at it 100 times before you break it, because your subconscious mind is actually controlling what you see. You're looking at it, looking at it, looking at it, looking at it, and you can't see it. Here's the rest of my story. For 2 years, there was an opportunity for me to take a new position working for a petroleum company that I did not know existed, because all I saw was why I wouldn't want to work for that company, not why I would. And it kept me from seeing the financial breakthrough that came with working for that company, amongst a million other things. It was one of the greatest decisions that I ever made. That company completely changed my life. But I couldn't see it, and it was around me every single week. Every week that opportunity existed, but I couldn't see it because I was so focused on what I didn't like about it. And I was so focused on what I didn't like about it because I was so focused on what I didn't like about myself and what I didn't like about the situation that I had created for myself. So that's what you have to change. Stop thinking about what you don't like about you, what you don't like about your situation, and start focusing on what you do like and where the opportunity is that is in the misfortune and temporary defeat that you're already experiencing, because it is literally your golden road to success right in your life right now. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.